Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Father Dan.
Good morning, Vaughn.
And, of course, Father Dan is with the Peter and Paul Catholic Church here in Atlantic. And we're going to talk about recycling. I want to know how you got involved initially in recycling and how you got involved with this particular project.
Well, recycling has always been a concern for me. And the number of years that I've been ordained, we've always worked with recycling the ink cartridges. Well, over the years, there's a number of ink cartridges from printers and stuff that the companies that recycle those don't take. And so went on the internet one day, was looking for some place I could get rid of these ink cartridges that people have been turning in that nobody takes, and ran across Terra Recycling. Started looking at what they offer and found out at that time they were recycling about 6 or 8 different products that we normally throw in the trash. And looked at it, read their information, and they pay for the postage. It's no cost to us, so just kind of hooked up with them and started going from there.
Now we just have to get people and organizations realizing what can be recycled and get in the habit. Habit is so strong, both negative and positive. Let's talk about some kind of the different, first of all, the different kinds of things, and then we'll talk about it, particular brands are needed in this recycling program.
Yes, lots of different products, but they are very specific on the brands that they want, because Terra Recycling has contracted with these different brands in order to recycle their products, because different new products are being made from their items. They need to have that permission to reuse the logos, mm-hmm. And everything. And so that's why the recycling is very brand specific.
Something that sounds sort of simple, just give these things to somebody to recycle, turns out to be a lot of work. So you have to say thank you and congratulations to this company for going through all of that paperwork and steps they have to do to make it happen.
Yes. Terra Recycling, I think it's been going about 10 years now. And last I looked, they have recycled over 5 million drink pouches.
Wow. You stack those up, that would be a great, great, great big stack. So let's talk about drink pouches. What kinds?
The drink pouches, mainly they take the Capri Sun, Honest Kids, and Kool-Aid.
Okay, those are some that would be used around here.
Yes.
So if you're a family that uses drink pouches, or it seems to me if we could get in contact maybe with some child care centers or some organizations who normally use these kind of things, the quantity would stack up a little higher.
Yeah, I don't know what Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts do. Different organizations that meet with kids, a lot of times they'll use the drink pouches for a snack with the kids or families when they go on picnics and stuff. A lot of different places they get used, but we just throw them away.
Yeah, exactly. And talking about drinks, I understand there's an adult drink that you might have something you collect for.
Well, we also collect corks from wine bottles and everything, and they can be the wood ones or the plastic ones, either one.
Oh.
There they take the corks, they glue them together and cut them, and they make placemats or matting for underneath floors. Just about all the products, they've got different products that mm-hmm. they recycle into.
Now, the wine corks, are they specific brands also?
Nope, they can be any brand.
Any brand. Okay, so if I have a little box.
Any size, shape, or form.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. have a little container handy when you open your wine bottle and use it up. Just put the cork in there and start saving them. I think we have to, as families, we have to have a place to get in the habit. There has to be a place. And, you go, oh, well, that's one more thing I have to have sitting on my counter or whatever. But it's very helpful in both ways, both in terms of not putting in the trash and in the products that are made.
Right. And a lot of the products that they're recycling are non-biodegradable, and so we're taking those out of the landfill and making our landfills more biodegradable so they break down a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Reusing, everything can be reused, melded down, or made into something else. And so we're getting double use out of the products.
So listen, now candy bars and chip containers and those kinds of things that we usually put in the trash, what do they make out of those?
That one I'm not sure. I have not seen what they make out of the candy bars. The chip bags, I think there too, they're making like purses, raincoats. That's what they do with the Capri Sun bags, too. Umbrellas, different things like that.
I mean, isn't that amazing?
I mean,
there has to be somebody That's very creative on that staff.
Yes. Can you imagine wearing a Frito-Lay coat around you?
But, yeah, I had talked to Wendy Richter about this earlier, and right after that, I actually saw somebody carrying a purse that I know was made out of one of these cute little purses. Oh, you know? But most people wouldn't have thought about it because they're not aware of this program.
Yes.
But it was very attractive, very, very colorful. It was really, really kind of fun. Let's talk about a few other things on here. Butter containers, or butter substitute containers, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually we can't recycle those because they have oil in them.
Right. They're recycling four different kinds. I cannot believe it's butter, Country Crock, Brummel and Brown, and Promise. What they do with those is they are using them to make plant containers for the plants that are sold in stores.
Yeah. Okay. So in the spring, we might be getting some of those, and we don't even realize it, but
yes.
It's, again, a really good use. Now, let's talk about the chips again, because I'm thinking that, well, how many families buy chips? Probably almost everybody that's listening, but we have to have a specific brand.
With the chips, it's any Frito-Lay product and any size bag.
And there's a lot of Frito-Lay products. Kind of
yeah.
need to look at the smaller label there and see that it's Frito-Lay. And a lot of times those little ones you get with sandwiches, just the little
yes,
individual
the little
serving
snack bags.
Bags.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus the big ones we
I
buy.
Think just, I would say the majority of those are Frito-Lay.
Yeah. 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 And like I say, you kind of got to look and say, oh, yeah, that's Frito-Lay. Same thing with the candy bar wrappers. Mars is a company that, you know, we may not know. It's not just a Mars candy bar. It's a lot of other kinds.
Yes.
But it's the Mars company. So all of those would be acceptable. And Cadbury. I always think of them as Easter.
Uh-huh. yeah, that's the only time you think about them
yeah.
is at Easter time.
Yeah, but there are probably some others out there that we just don't mm-hmm. realize. Cereal bags. Now, again, most people probably buy things in boxes, but cereal bags. Is there one? Are there some of those that you think might, you know?
The one that it's in this area is the Malt-O-Meal.
Yeah.
I think it's the only one that's in this area that yeah. they're recycling.
And that's a good comment that the list that you have put together is mostly for those things that would be in our area.
Yes, yeah. There's a lot of other products that they recycle that aren't sold in this area, so I've not signed up for those different things. Yeah.
Okay, where can we get a list? Because I think it's hard just to say, okay, collect one thing, because the list goes on, and it's going to be different for different families and groups as to which things they use on a regular basis. So where can we get a list?
Right now, I have the list available on our website, our parish website, and that's users.metc.net/Pete Paul. It's our parish website, and it's under Parish News Recycling Projects.
Okay.
Also have a list. I have some copies hanging in the back of our church that people can pick up a copy there. I'm going to be talking with the other ministers in the Ministerial Association and see if whether or not we can get them involved and hopefully get the list out that way too.
Okay. And Family Crisis Support Network,
yes.
of course, has a list. And how are they involved? Why are they involved?
The Family Crisis Support Network is involved because all the proceeds that we get from this recycling all goes to them. We get 2 cents for every product that we send in.
That could add up.
Yes.
I mean, when you look at the list, that could really add up.
I just sent in over 2,000 wine corks here a couple weeks ago. You figure that's $40 for them.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah, right. And where, if people start collecting this, where can they take all these bags and containers?
Right now, the only place that I know of is in the front of the Catholic Church. We've got a container off to the one side of the front entry where that you can drop them off there. I know Wendy is trying to get some other containers set up around town. Hopefully, if the churches get involved, they'll have containers, too, and then
okay.
we'll go around and pick up from them.
So even though this company's been around for a while and you've been working on this for a while, it's really kind of just now growing.
It's very small yet, yeah.
But it, just lots of people can get involved by collecting, and maybe there's somebody listening who say, well, I could be a collection site.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a lot of room, does it?
No, it doesn't. Nope. If somebody wants to be a collection site, give me a call, and I'll
okay.
let them know how they can
okay.
get involved in it.
And... you know, how much space are we talking about? A bag? I don't know. What do you have at the church?
We've just got like a tote, one of those plastic totes set in there.
Okay. And
yeah.
so then you collect them and send them in and don't pay the postage.
Yep.
It sounds like such a win-win kind of program.
It is, yeah. And like you say, the hardest part of it is getting in the habit.
Yeah.
You know, and you may think, well, there's nothing that I have that you can recycle. Yeah, everybody drinks coffee. I don't know how many people drink Starbucks coffee, but Starbucks coffee packages. Pens, different types of pens are Ziploc storage bags. You know, the list is endless of what's recyclable.
And I'm glad you mentioned the Ziploc bags, because I think a lot of us use those, and there again, and then you don't have to wash them out.
That's right.
Well, if there's stuff in there, you probably want to squish them out, but you don't have to wash them out. And so
make them somewhat presentable.
Yes, exactly. Well, we want to thank you very much, Father Dan, for coming in and just bringing this to the fore. Let's hope it really expands.
Well, thank you very much for having me this morning.
Until next time, here's a thought from Edward Everett Hale. I am only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. And I will not let what I cannot do interfere with what I can do.